Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. And today I'm going to do something totally different. I'm going to review a game that I got delivered to me this last week. Been waiting for this game for about a year. It's an air traffic control board game called Arrival Push. It was developed by a lady named Danielle Byram, who used to work at Fort Worth Center, apparently. I did not know her while I was there. She worked a different specialty. And then she went from Fort Worth Center to Indianapolis Center, apparently, which is where she is now. But she started a Kickstarter campaign a little over a year ago, and I was looking at Kickstarter to possibly use Kickstarter to develop some things, and ran across that game. And so I sent my money in as a backer, and they met their goal. I think they went well over their goal, and so they, you know, started the process of actually producing the game. And I gotta tell you, so I'm gonna review the game. I have played it twice. The board, the pieces, and there are a lot of pieces. I had to punch out 3 pages worth of pieces. And there are a bunch of cards that go with the game. And, you know, for an air traffic game, it kind of needs that kind of detail. But so it is a board game. It is what is commonly referred to as a hex base game. So you use spaces. You've got little bitty airplanes that you control. And it's called Arrival Push, a game of vectors. And so obviously as a board game, you can't really show different altitudes. You might be able to, but the complexity level of the game goes way up at that point. And that's the problem when you're trying to come up with an air traffic control game. You want something that people who are aviation enthusiasts, either pilots or people who know pilots, or, you know, people who just like airplanes, where they might feel like they can play it. But you also want it to be complex enough, or have the ability to become complex enough, that seasoned controllers would find it fun to play as well. And so yours truly, I spent 17 years in the center at Fort Worth Center, and, you know, 5 years at the academy teaching air traffic control stuff. And so, you know, I might be qualified to give a review. Now, if you purchase the game, a couple things that I want to get out of the way fairly quickly. If you purchase the game, which I would recommend anybody who is even remotely interested in air traffic control, purchase the game. Okay? And I'll go into details about why as we go through the podcast. Like I said, there are a lot of cards. There's weather. There's speed control. Most of it is going to be vectors. And what you're trying to do is get aircraft from the outer edge of your airspace down to an arrival gate, which is, you know, fairly accurate and fairly realistic as far as what you would do in an arrival sector at the center. And like I said, the game can't really, as a board game, it can't really depict three-dimensional. So it's a two-dimensional game. And I think, all in all, it does a great job. Like I said, I have played it twice. The first time, I must admit, I did not play by all the rules. The rule book, and I have it here on my desk. The rule book is actually 24 pages. The front page is just an introduction from Danielle. And it shows some of the extra game packs that you can use if you want to. Such as military missions, special flights. You can actually, instead of using just an arrival push, you can do a departure push. And then you can have community goals, and then she's got some fairly interesting controller ability cards that are kind of cute and would also add some added depth to the game. And so when you open up the instruction book, and it's a nice size book, it's fairly easy to read. It shows you all the game components, all the pieces that you're going to punch out. It'll show you the airplane pieces. You've got airline tokens. You know, you've got all these cards. It shows you on, you know, how many cards you deal of which one to all the players and all this. And then it talks about the game board a little bit. And then there's also a break board, which is basically your scorecard. And then it starts to get into actually setting up the game and then how to play the game. And so reading through this, it was just a little bit confusing to me, and I must admit I got it after being at work, working in the tower all day, and so I was a little tired. I wasn't fresh, but I wanted to get it out and look at it. And so I played it. And I played it, and this is what I would suggest you do the first time you play it. You know, there is weather involved, and weather can really complicate things. The first time I played it, I did not play with weather. Okay, took the weather totally out of the equation. It was a beautiful day at the center. Okay, and it's going to stay that way. Another thing I did is they have event cards, which, you know, are just that. Events happen, and things happen when you're working air traffic. And so it adds to the realism, but it can also add to the complexity. And so I took those out. I didn't use those. And I basically used the first time I played it to get used to how to move the airplanes and how to use the speed of the airplanes and how to score it. Okay. And I would actually suggest that when you buy the game and get done, you know, punching out all the pieces, and I've got all my pieces are in different baggies and stuff like that, so I can keep them very organized. And sorry, that's the OCD part of me. But when you sit down and play it, especially the first time, and when I introduce my family to it, they have not played it yet. But when I introduce my family to it, that's the way we're going to play it the first time through. I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, take the event cards out, take the weather cards out. That's not going to happen. We're going to get used to the movement and play of each round without having to deal with added complexity, which the event cards and the weather definitely does.
The event cards can help you as much as they might hinder you. And so I did that the first time. And then Saturday
morning, before I went to work, I played it.
And I played it with the event cards.
I played it with the weather. I played it almost 100% by the rules. I didn't realize something about weather with the adjacent sectors, but you'll understand that when you get the game. So I played it 100% by the rules. Much more complex. And, you know, for someone who's done this, it was fun. It was fun both times. And so, you know, with the weather, with, you know, different events that were happening, it's a great game. I think it's a great game. Now, having said that, there are some things that I would have, if I had had some input to it, I would have changed slightly. Not completely, but slightly.
And I understand that,
I mean, it's a big box. It's a heavy box because there are a lot of pieces and a lot of cards in this game. And I understand that the board is pretty much the size that it has to be.
You have the ability for 1 to 6 people, so there are 6 different sectors, or you can play it solo by yourself
and any number in between.
And so I understand the board, they were limited in size of the board.
One of the things that I would love to see is maybe an
expanded board possibility,
where you have more airspace, which means you have more airplanes. The game itself is going to take about an hour to play. There are some guys online on YouTube who actually take you through playing a game of Arrival Push. And they're just board game fanatics. They're not necessarily, you know, controllers or pilots. I don't think they come from that kind of background. I think they come from more of a game playing background. And the game that they're playing is not the actual final version of the game that I have. Some of the pieces are different. To tell you the truth, I like some of the pieces that they have. They probably were changed for some cost saving and space saving. But so that would be my only suggestion. As far as the Arrival Push, it is a center oriented game. It's not a Tracon, it's not a tower, but it is what I think is a great first step for an air traffic control board game. So in this game, you have pretty much a maximum of 8 airplanes at any one time.
I would love to see that, and it takes about an hour to play. And when I played it both times, I ended up probably getting maybe 8 to 10 airplanes
into the arrival gate, maybe a little bit more. I wasn't counting, to tell you the truth. And so you end up having about 16, pardon me, maybe 16 to 20 airplanes that you're going to deal with in the basic version of the game in an hour. And I can tell you, having worked in a rival sector at Fort Worth Center, a normal arrival push was going to last, if it lasted an hour, you're going to have 45 to 50 airplanes.
I would love to see, and here again, I know they had some physical limitations. I would love to see an expanded airspace and more airplanes. And in the arrival push game, you as the player control, once you get an airplane to your arrival gate, it comes off the board. And then you can use it to have another airplane enter your airspace. What I would love to see is the player not having any control over who comes into the airspace. Sorry, they're going to come. And then you have to deal with it. And there again, it makes it more complicated even than this game is. And the great thing about this game is you can make it as complicated as you want and as close to real life as you want. Or you can do what I did the first time that I played it and take some of the complexity out. Okay? And if you're, it says age 13 and up, if you want to play with some teenagers, I would definitely the first time, maybe even the first few times that you play it with younger age people, is take the complexity out. Have fun with just controlling speed and turning the airplanes and sequencing the airplanes. The game does a fairly good job of showing sometimes just how difficult that can be. And also showing how when it's done right and everybody lines up and you're done. You're just waiting for the next round to move everybody one spot because everybody's doing that speed. And you've got them all, you've got four, five, or six lined up. And then the ones towards the back are speeding up. They're faster and they're getting closer. Okay, so very well thought out game. Danielle, if you're listening, or if anyone at Pushing 10 Games is listening, great job. Great job. All the pieces are high quality. Very well done. And very well thought out. The way the game plays is pretty good. Now, that's my opinion on Arrival Push. And everybody's going to have their own opinion. Okay? And you don't have to agree with me. It won't bother me. If you get the game and you think it's incredible, couldn't be done better, great. I'm right there with you. And if you get the game and you think it's horrible, I would say give it another shot. Okay? What's funny about the game is if you have six people playing, the weather is different in every sector. The airplanes are different in every sector. So you're all playing against each other, but you're not playing the same game. You're playing your airspace. They're playing their airspace. Okay? So that's the end of my review of Arrival Push. Thumbs up. Definitely worth the money, and it's going to cost you a little bit because, like I said, it's a big game. Lots of pieces. Now, on to some comments. And Danielle, or anyone from Pushing 10 Games, if you are listening, or if someone knows them,
And I will be contacting them because I have some ideas. Because this game got me thinking. And for those of you that have listened to this podcast, you know I try to do a lot of thinking. Not all of it is worthy of being thought, I guess. Maybe that's a good way of saying it. But anyway, so this is, Arrival Push is very much a center-oriented game. So I thought, would it be possible to come up with a hex-based game that was Tracon-oriented? And would it be possible to come up with a game that was tower-oriented? Now, I have worked in towers. I'm working in a tower right now. I have not worked at the busiest of towers, but the tower that I worked at did about 1,000 operations, 1,200 operations a day. It was a level 4 at the time. It's level, I think, 8 now. But I have not worked in a Tracon, but I do work with people who have worked in Tracons. And so what I'm going to be contacting Danielle and hopefully the developers of Arrival Push about is maybe making an add-on that is a Tracon game and making another add-on that is a tower game and allowing people to see the differences in the three different air traffic control areas because they are very different. Working a Tracon is very different from working the center. And working a tower is even more different than working the center. And so why not try to give people a view of what it's like to do all three of the air traffic control jobs? And so that's my idea. And then discussing it with my wife, she was like, Tom, why not just make it an app? And so, looking into it. If there are any app programmers out there that happen to be air traffic enthusiasts, give me a call. Send me an email. We'll get together. I think there's a market out there. I think there's a market out there for Arrival Push, the game. I think there's a market out there for air traffic related games. And the more realistic they are, I think the better it will be. And so that is going to add to the long list of projects that I have going right now. But let me know what you think. Are you interested in Arrival Push? Pushing 10 games, Arrival Push, you can find their website. You can order it on the website. Like I said, I was one of the Kickstarter backers, so I received my game this week, or actually last week by the time you hear this. And like I said, I've only played it twice, but it is very intriguing and I think a really good quality game. And then I would like to expand that and expand it into areas that, you know, pilots, aviation enthusiasts, anybody that has an interest in airplanes, I think would want to, try their hand at being a controller. And it's not a bad idea to give people that opportunity. And so that is the extent of the podcast tonight. Just to make sure you guys understand that I am still still doing the coaching and the video lessons, still getting that up and going. That is looking to get started sometime in September. It may not be Labor Day, it may not be the second, but to remind you that you can get access to the reduced pricing that is on the website, and the website is going to be in the podcast notes. The link will be there. It is AttractWell. That's attractwell.com/sideby-side ATC. Yes, I did get it shortened. There's no longer the COM on the end of that. So it's just /sideby-side ATC. And that is where you can go to the website and you can sign up. And for $100, you will freeze the price for any of the coaching and the video lessons when they come out. You'll get them at the discount price that they're at now. Those discount prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up fairly steeply. The coaching programs, the one-on-one coaching programs, the price on those is going to go up greatly. It's going to go up by even more than I originally thought. The video lessons, we're still in the process of getting those done. Hoping to get those out as soon as possible. And then hearing some rumors about the possibility of non-radar being taken out of the academy. Rumor. I wouldn't bet even a portion of my house on that. I'm not sure I would bet a tiny portion of my paycheck on that. They've been talking about taking non-radar out of the academy for at least 6 years. Okay. Now, knowing the FAA, it sometimes takes them 6 years to get around doing something. So it may actually be happening. There's just no way of telling. But I do want to make sure you guys understand that if you have a date for the academy, get on the website. If you're interested in the video lessons that I'm going to have, if you're possibly interested in the coaching programs, sign up now. $100 is all it takes. And that will reserve your spot, because there are going to be some very limited spots available for the one-on-one coaching. The video lessons will not be nearly as limited, but the one-on-one coaching is going to be a very limited number of people. Okay? And $100 is all you have to do to save your spot, no matter when your date is. I do not care when your date is. $100, tell me your dates, you will have a spot. Okay? So, those prices are going to go up in September. Time is running out. Spots are filling up. So, don't wait. Sign up now. Get in now. Don't wait for the prices to go up. Okay? So, there again. Also, any questions you have, email me, TomHaines@sidebysideATC.com. That's still my email address. Hopefully will always be my email address. So send me a question, any question that you have, any comments you have, comments on the game. Just let me know if you're interested in an air traffic control game. Does it pique your interest? I've got a couple. Well, no, I don't have a couple anymore. I've got one air traffic control game on my phone right now. And I have had that game for probably 15 years. As soon as the iPod came out. And I saw someone at work had that game. And I was like, I want an iPod. I want that game. And I have played it off and on. Mostly off, but every once in a while on. I have played that game ever since. It's amazing. Air traffic controller on my break. I would sit there and control airplanes on my phone. I am crazy. Well, it comes with the job. But let me know. Are you interested in a game? Are you interested in a simulation? Not just a game, but a simulation of what it's like to be an air traffic controller. Is that something that would interest you? Because I don't know. I don't know that anybody knows what that market might be like. Are you interested? So send me an email. Like I said, I'm not going to send you a bunch of emails in response. I'll send you as many as back and forth. It's going to be natural. Hey, we're friends. I'm not this big businessman trying to get a bunch of emails. And I will never, ever give your email out to anybody. That's not going to happen. But, so, thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me this time to come into your life and be a part of your life. It means a lot to me. It really does. And so, like I said, if you have any questions, you want to talk, let me know. Get in touch. I'll only respond as much as you want. I'm not going to pester, not going to bug. I'll just be there if and when you need me, because that's what I do. And like I say, no matter where you are in your air traffic controller journey, no matter what stage you're at, don't try and do it alone. Even if you've gone through the academy and you're at your first facility and you're training, don't do it alone. Have someone there with you. Have someone there with you that's not a part of your facility. Someone that you can talk to. Someone that you can vent to when you've had a bad day of training, because you will. So get that someone. You need that someone. My wife was that someone for me. And it meant a lot. And it helped a lot. But just know, get someone. Don't try and do it on your own. And if you need someone, let me know. That's why I started this. That's why it's called Side by Side ATC. I'm more than happy to come alongside and help you reach your dreams, no matter where you are in that journey. Because it's an incredible job. And if you want to try and do this job, I want to be there to help. So, thank you again for listening, and I hope you all have a great week. Good night.